It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Paul Lisnick. You know Paul is the political analyst for WGN-TV, host of Politics Tonight, which you can watch weeknights at 5:30 p.m. and then again at 10 p.m. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how are you? You know, I was also my podcast, Behind the Curtain. I was supposed to tape it yesterday afternoon. Nothing happened yesterday, did it?
Oh, yeah, we had some problems. Some slight problems. Everything's fixed now, though. Don't worry.
It sure is. I didn't tape, but we'll get those folks back.
All right. Debut night of a two-night debate. Tonight is the second half with the second 10 candidates. Steve Bullock, Montana governor, Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, former Maryland Rep. John Delaney, who looks very much like Will Ferrell to me, former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, former Texas Rep. Beto O'Rourke, Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and author and friend of Oprah, Marianne Williamson. All right, last night's debate. What's your take?
Well, and you did just do the roster of who was there, and you'll be saying goodbye probably to most of those people before September comes around with the next debate, just because of what it takes to qualify for that next debate. They're making it tougher. But you know what you had last night? One of the questions was, would everybody go after Joe Biden, even though he wasn't there? He's the front runner. The answer is, nobody touched him. Last night was a battle between the progressives, which would be Warren and Sanders, and then pretty much everybody else being moderate voices. And how would that play in a party that's wanting to be more progressive, that seemingly wants to take that leap to the left? Well, what happened last night was that Sanders and Warren seemed to have a pact with each other not to attack each other for that progressive spot. And what you had was everybody else basically saying, look, this Medicare for All plan you want to do, it doesn't work. People don't want to give up insurance when they're happy with it. They took some hits. They held their own. But I think the moderates also put a focus on what the future will hold in terms of discussion.
Paul, go back for a second to that pact between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Does it really come down to, I know they're old friends and I know they're similar in a lot of their ways, but does it come down to them sitting down or making a phone call and saying, hey, it's really better for both of us if we don't attack each other? Does it really physically play out that way?
It could. I mean, we don't know. Nobody knows whether or not they chatted ahead of time or whether their staffers did, or whether they just realized that it's just not the approach they want to take. I mean, you can be sure that in the last debate when Kamala Harris went after Joe Biden, although they're friends or friendly, there was no discussion between them that said you need to be ready for this. But I just think that Warren and Sanders know they're battling for the same turf and the same territory. They are friends and work a lot together. It wouldn't make a lot of sense for them to go after each other. And so whether it was explicit or implicit, they did not.
Couple of observations I have. Ohio Rep. Tim Ryan made a better showing at this debate than the first one. Texas Rep. Beto O'Rourke was everyone's golden boy, and he seems to be fizzling out. Am I imagining that?
No, you're not. And I think what happened is Pete Buttigieg. He's what happened to Beto O'Rourke. When Beto came in, he was the young energy, that's the future kind of guy. Then in comes Pete Buttigieg, who is, popular, but he's polling at zero with African Americans. You can't be the Democratic nominee without support of the black community. But he's smart. He impresses people, and there's money behind him. So Buttigieg is sort of an interesting character. You're right that Beto O'Rourke doesn't seem to have the oomph that everybody expected. By the way, Buttigieg had one of the great lines last night when he said, look, if we go progressive, they're going to accuse us of being socialists. If we go conservative, they're going to accuse us of being socialists. So why don't we just do what we think is right to do? Also, a lot of challenges last night from several people like Delaney and Williamson, who you mentioned, the author, basically saying, why are you people even Democrats? What are you doing if all you're going to do is say, here's what we can't do and here's what won't work? Let's sort of change the pace a little bit. And so you had that battle going on as well.
Paul, I like her. I genuinely like Marianne Williamson, but every time she talks, I feel like I'm in a candle shop.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but I can't argue with you. Listen, the first time she was there, and by the way, her supporters are rabid, so I got to be careful what I say because they love her.
Yeah.
The first time around, it was a little nanu-nanu, I think. Last night, she actually had some good lines.
She
was
did.
The one with that, are you people Democrats? So she actually had a much better showing last night than she did the first time around. And I'm sorry for her supporters. I know people love her. Oprah loves her. This is probably just not where the Democratic Party is going and not who they're going to put up against Donald Trump.
And you can love her, but do you want her as your president? That's somewhere where I go, I don't know. And
well, she did say she wants to create not a Department of War, but she wants a Department of Peace. So there you go.
Ringo Starr is suing her because she's all about the peace and love.
Love.
Why was Steve Bullock all of a sudden in this debate and wasn't in the first one?
Oh, because you had Eric Swalwell drop out of the last debate. It opened up the slot, and Bullock was next up for the slot. So that's how he got in. He tried to do the best of what he had. He knows that was his first time on the national stage, so he kept preaching out there. He is a Montana governor, a Democrat in a very red state. A lot of those folks, Amy Klobuchar as well from Minnesota, kind of like, hey, look, I win all races. I never lose. I'm the blue guy in the red state, and that's probably fine for where they live. Beto O'Rourke talked last night about, hey, I'm the blue guy in Texas, and polls show me beating Donald Trump. The problem with all of those arguments are that none of those polls mean squat right now. It just doesn't mean anything. And right now, this is a battle for ideology. This is progressive versus moderate. That will work itself out in time. We're not even at the pregame yet.
Right.
There's plenty of time to go, and I think you'll see that shift happen in time. We're a year and a half away from this thing.
We only have a minute, Paul, but I'm curious, what do you expect tonight?
Well, tonight, all eyes on Joe Biden. I mean, to be honest with you, I could talk about, will Kamala Harris go after him and stuff, but the truth of it is, Joe Biden's the front runner, and all eyes are on him to see, is he strong? Does he have his mojo back? He did not show it last time around. These issues of he's too old and all this kind of stuff, he needs to put those to rest with strong showing, strong views, be present. That's what all eyes are on tonight, with all due respect to the other candidates who are there.
The last debate, Joe Biden embarrassed me a little bit for himself, because he would start talking and then realized he lost his thought and he goes, I'm out of time. That was a poor showing, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's any question. When you're in a debate where you're getting cut off before you can even get a sentence out, to have somebody go, I'm out of time, I'll just stop here. The best argument you can make for that was that he was doing it for the humor. But the reality of it is, you want to be president of the United States. You are never out of time.
Right.
You let the moderators cut you off when they need to. You're right, Wendy. There's a bad showing on his part. But again, all eyes on him tonight. I personally kind of get a sense. If you remember, I know we're out of time, but when Obama had the first debate against Mitt Romney, and he had a real poor performance. He just took too many things for granted. I have a gut feeling it might be what we see tonight, that tonight's word may be Joe Biden is back. We'll see.
That's Paul Liznick, host of Politics Tonight. You can watch it at 5:30 p.m. and then rebroadcast at 10 p.m. And his podcast is Behind the Curtain. You can find that at WGN+. Paul, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate
it. Always a pleasure, guys. Thanks,
Paul.
Liznick.